cinch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Callahan with Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at callahansolutions.com. That's C-A-L-A-H-A-N, solutions.com. You know, I talk with a lot of people, in person and online. And can you believe that in the last year, I've seen an increase of over 78% that say they're having difficulty getting things done on any given day? Procrastination is at an all-time high. The economic crisis in the U.S. has seemingly caused a huge problem with our ability to get things done. Time management's management. It's hard to get things done now. So why are things different? You know, I was in a conversation with a colleague the other day, and he challenged that people should be working harder today than ever before. What's the big excuse? He stated. Well, I shared a few that you have shared with me over the past few months. So, some common complaints that I've heard. How can you manage time if you're doing the work of two or even three or four people? Huge company layoffs have made it so hard the average worker is responsible for a lot more than he or she used to have on his or her plate. Another one was, my vendors are taking forever to respond. It seems that since everyone has more on their plate, there are bigger gaps in the time it takes to get the answers to a question. Kind of like a rush hour traffic in Chicago. It only takes one car slowing down to get a big backlog happening, and this slows you down. Another one, I'm worried about making a mistake. I can't afford to be fired. When you see your friends and family losing their jobs through restructuring, it's easy to get startled making decisions. It's difficult to choose where to spend your time to ensure you're providing value in your role. Well, I'm so bleep, bleep, bleep irritated that my coworkers aren't doing their share. How can you produce quality work when you're distracted with all of the activity or inactivity around you? People are frustrated. But you know, here are six ways that you can recover. 1. Eliminate the analysis paralysis. Today, knowledge workers lose an average of 25% of their workday to information overload. And that's via Basics, who does all kinds of great studies. While it's easy to get caught up in spinning in circles with things that you have to do, just stop. I know it's scary when you feel your job might be on the line, but doing nothing will not help. Take action, some kind of action. One of the worst things you can do is nothing. 2, stop the time-sucking activities. Email, social networking, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Dig, etc. are important tools in today's business environment. But you need to be careful. When you least expect it, those very tools can turn into time suckers. Instead, schedule times throughout your day that you'll be able to check internet with or on the tools. If you don't, they can all easily become an escape that you mindlessly participate in to avoid your to-do list. 3. Show me the money. When you need to pick up an ever-growing list of to-dos, start by focusing on the money-generating activities of your company. Is your role closely related to the revenue generation, process improvement, or client satisfaction? Identify the parts of your job that are most closely related to the money the company can make. For example, to stay in business, and focus your energies there. 4, be objective about new opportunities. Every time a new idea is presented, be sure to assess if it really fits with your big picture. Manage your to-do list and be okay letting some things go. Keep in mind that trying to do it all leaves you spread too thin to do anything well. 5, start the day by eating the frog. Brian Tracy wrote the book Eat That Frog, which sounds gross, but it's meant to remind you to do the most important tasks first. We often want to do the easiest or most fun task, but that just leaves us procrastinating on the items that really need to be done. By eating the frog first thing, it does not matter how crazy the day becomes. You will have confidence that the most critical tasks are accomplished. 6, identify the frog. Every evening before you leave your computer for the day, identify the one or two items you'll need to do first thing in the morning. This way, when you enter your office, there will be no questions and you can hit the ground running. In the coming days, I'll share what some of my friends and colleagues have to share on this topic too, and it should be fun. So what do you think? Do you agree or disagree? How has this recording impacted you? What are you going to do to manage the shifts that are happening in your workplace? Comment with abandon and let's have a discussion. Just comment in the comment section below, or leave me a cinch. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this cast, share it with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks, and have a great day. This is Stephanie saying, here's to your success.